born and raised here in Jacksonville, in the Chapel High School. And, high school worked in the cotton mill in Jacksonville, and entered the service in 1968. May of 68.
Was that training like when you went in? Did you know you were going to go to Vietnam?
No. Suspected of it, but you know, we didn't win 100% sure, but I mean, people had entered the service to get to Vietnam.
What were your feelings about the war?
Part of my duty, you know, as an American citizen, you know, to defend what we thought was right and in the whole world. And, my father before me had been in the service in Korea in the war, and my grandfather was a goat, you know, to fight. I mean, fight for what we thought were right.
On the training in Spain now, I agree, it's slacked off a lot. I know the training right back then has been a lot different.
I mean, then, day one, let you know who was in charge. We went to Montgomery, Alabama, to the induction center, taking up the report, and went through all this, and we were there for 2 days, and the second day, they came out and said, this group here, you pass your physicals and all, you know, you're going to be inducted into the services. And, good news, we got bad. And the sergeant in charge with us, the good news is there's some people going home today. And bad news, some of them are not. Some of them are going on in the training today. Today or tomorrow, which is a Friday. And he lined us all up against the wall. There's about 100 of us, I guess 100 or some people, lined up against the wall. He said, I want 50 volunteers to go in the Marine Corps. He said, everybody wants to volunteer, take a step forward. Everybody took a step backwards, you know, up against the wall. Then, nobody wanted in the Marine Corps, you know. Didn't want to join the Marine Corps, didn't want no part of it.
First to go, first to die.
And he came down the line to take every other one. Put them in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was one of the ones who didn't choose to go in the Marine Corps when he got to my number, he went on by me. So he said, the bad news now is y'all are going to training today. These people here, the good news, they're going home, y'all not. We left Montgomery, Alabama on a Friday. We threw our base mission on Saturday. And we're basic training on Monday. So, time left here, you know. Monday morning, I mean, we were in base. I called home Saturday to tell my mother, hey, I'm in Fort Benning, Georgia, you know, in basic training. I mean, I'm not coming back home. Oh, you know, the law says we get to go home for 14 days, you know, like that, you know, and he said, hey, when you raise your right hand, I swore you in the Army, you do what we say do now, you know. You're not in civilian life no more, so the law don't pertain to us, you know. We started basic training, you know, I'll never forget, you know, we got off the bus, and they said, get on the ground, give a push-up. What kind of deal is this, you know, I mean, who's this guy hollering, get in and start doing push-ups, you know, and so we did, and we learned real fast, you know, I mean, he was in charge, you know, we low-called, you know, the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know, I mean, I'm going to say, I didn't walk nowhere, you know, I was either doing push-ups or low-crawling, you know, because we didn't, you know. They were no slack time. They was hard, and but you know they were. At the time, we didn't understand it, but you know they were drilling us for what we were and what to come. You know, there's gonna be people that are leaders. You have to listen to them, listen to what they say, how they say it, and what they mean by what they're saying. And we learned fast. I mean, so there's gonna be somebody in charge. You got to do what they say, you know, to survive, and that's what I think it was all about. I mean, that's what's different. That army and this army, you know, in a hand-to-hand combat, you know, when you go into it, you got to have, you know, somebody, a leader that's going to be going to charge, and he's got a plan, you know. You got to have a plan, and, you know, he's got to go by the plan. Everybody's got to run the group at the same time, and if that's what he says, plan out, you got to listen to it and go by it, stick to it, you know, and learn us that, you know, real fast, you know. And it was hard, though. I mean, the safety training was real hard back then, you know. The first week we were there, we thought it was real hard. And then they took us down to the recycling center. They showed us these people that had failed basic training, and they were picking up telephone poles, doing exercise, you know, they failed, you know, physical fitness, they wouldn't physically fit enough to pass basic training, or different reasons, you know, I guess they had them in there. But I seen real quick, and everybody else did too. I got to pass basic training, I can go to no recycle center, you know, this is rough, you know. They drilled them from like 3:30 in the morning to 7, 8 o'clock at night. I mean, they were continuously on them, you know, and then they still had to come back through basic training. I mean, start back on day one and go through it all, you know, and they had several of them, you know, there was 100 or so in there, and they were good in all day long. They were about a half a mile from where we were, and we would see them a lot, you know, we didn't in basic training. Our game training would start all over.
All right, you train with people from all over the country, different nationalities and cultures. How did you get along with them?
Real well. We had a lot of Puerto Ricans from up north that transferred down there, you know, to go through training, and I got along real well with all of them. I had no problem with basic training with anybody. Not so much to do, so much time was spent on the hard part, you know, trying to get you nice and physically fit and all this, year that, you know, you didn't have time, you know, to worry about race and region that you're from, you know, you had to train, and I think that was, you know, well accepted with everyone, you know, but, you know, you might be in Vietnam with this same guy, so, you know, you didn't want to have no enemies, and, you know, you want to make a real good friend, because, you know, you don't know about to take you out, you know.
Straight to AIT after basic training, or did you go home?
No, I graduated on a Friday, the 30th of July. I started basic at AIT the 5th of July in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
And you went to
AIT
like?
It was interesting. It was also hard, too. It was real big, a lot of physical being put on the physical aspect because the engineers. In Vietnam, in other wars, you know, they're first hand as engineers, second as combat people, and fight and all, and the color, it was interesting too, you know, the mental part of it, you know, and that there was even worse than basic training because you knew you was even closer to being chosen to go to Vietnam, you know. The same cycle that hit over, the guy graduating, 2/3 of the class was going to Vietnam, you know, so. Pretty much the same thing.
AIT, you got to go home?
Yeah, I went home for 2 weeks after AIT.
I wouldn't have liked to know that, maybe that was the last time you
went home. I was going to Panama with people, going to Panama Canal. Yeah. But, it was a welcome sight to see Jacksonville. And I had a lot of change of heart and things. Respect I gave people was greater. Life to meet me in a lot more again, I think, you know, my accomplishments, you know, that I had accomplished. Looking at things totally, I had when I got home, I thought what I had when I had left. So, you know, what life is really all about.
Well, I know that was probably Vietnam War is probably the controversy more that the United States doesn't.
And still, mainly in Oakland, California. I got off the plane. I guess too, and I walked way up the level. They were, I guess what you would call hippies. They were out there screaming and hollering, you know, telling us, you know, how sorry we were for going to Vietnam and killing people, taking innocent people's lives and all. And it makes me feel bad. That's what I don't, you know. I think I went over there for what I did, what I went over there to do. And that's like communism, you know, all. And you know, people didn't understand, you know, that this country was overrun by communism, been taken over by Russia or whoever, China, who it might be. You know, they would have this freedom of speech. You know, they couldn't write. You know, the China tried to write, you know, have rights. They ain't had one big one yet because they kill them before they get started.
Yeah.
At least they were protesting us. But we fight for what they wanted really to do. They wanted to ride, to be riders, you know, get out here and march, you know. That's the American way, you know. I mean, I can do it here in America. The reason to do it in America is because we have went to war, and we have fought for our rights, we have fought to keep it free, and by communism, you know. Well, you do have a say-so in what you can do. You know, if you don't go to war with nobody, and fight, in time, you're going to be taken over by the great armies. And then you stand up and say, well, I got to have freedom of speech, and they shoot you. You know, you say, you know, I don't like this, they shoot you. And then you learn real quick then to say, well, I ain't going to say I don't like this because I do like it. But if I say I don't like it, they'll kill me. So you got people in Russia, China, that say they like it. Just from the fact they know. They're going to protest against it. They're dead. So then they say, you go to tell you guys this is the way I love it. Because I know if I say I don't, I'd be shot that bad. You know what I mean? So, you know, here these two worlds, you know, riding for what we had actually, you know, we were over fighting for them. You know, I mean, there were innocent people killed, you know, in everywhere there was, you know. So, you know, you got to look at that. You know, I don't dwell on that with anybody about it. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, kind of, you know, we did kill innocent people, but, you know, that's part of war. That's, we were at war. We wanted those people to be free. I think we should have backed up and done it. You know, and overrun. We had the army. We had the most sophisticated army in the world. There was still, you know, we could overrun that, them, in a heartbeat. Save the casualties, but, you know, the political war, they didn't want to do that because of the fact, you know, the people back home were already ready to came back to war, why we were over there and all that, you know. And once we were there, I think, we should have did it, but, you know, what we did best, that's fine. We did it all, you know. We lost 50-some thousand troops for nothing.
50-some thousand.
We gave them lives for a cause that we walked away from, and we shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's always another fed up. When it did it right, I think, now people would accept it. And at that time, that group of 80 people, which were our age, my age, you know, you know, there's 55,000 guys that gave their life ahead of me, if you're with me, you know. So now I feel sorry for them and their families. The way the people treated, the way they did come home and treated those people that gave their lives, you know, the life, I mean, I do believe in, you know, everybody having a right to express their opinion and all that. But, you know, you got to stop thinking, you know, our other grandfathers and ancestors hadn't fought before, but we wouldn't have these rights. There's not, you know, nothing's given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you fight for everything you get. You fight for an education now. I'm fighting to survive, to retire one day, you know. And it's not a comeback, but it really is, because I'm competing with everybody else in the workforces. You're competing with everybody in school, and you'll be competing for jobs when you get out of school. So, you know, human nature, you got to fight for what you got. If you don't, if you just stop now, and you would never get an education, you would never get a good job. And nothing else, you know. And that's what, you know, people, you know, fail to realize that, and that's the reason it's here, because we have fought. And American people have fought through the years, you know,
that's the same
experience.